the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. St. Julie Billiard, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, children, we have the votive mass of the holy angels. Tuesday is the day set aside by the church to honor the angels, and of all of the seasons of the year, Easter time is most of all their season. If you consider what an important role the angels play in the life of the church, in the life of the soul always. Remember, we honor the angels in September and October each year around the feast day of their chief, St. Michael. But especially on Easter Sunday, the angels are everywhere. They're very busy sitting in the tomb, arranging the cloth, speaking to the women, giving messages, because an angel means a messenger. Truly an angel is, as you've just sung, a messenger of grace. Now, because angels are such beautiful figures, they're also a metaphor for good Christians who imitate them in being pure, in being spiritual, in loving God very, very much, and in being our Lord's messenger. So we might say of a certain person, why, she is an angel of mercy. In other words, she's very kind and she does great deeds for God's glory and is very pure in her motive and intention. Such a saint we have today on the calendar, who is the foundress of an order of nuns. She was truly an angel of mercy. And her name is St. Julie Billiard. She lived in Belgium at the time after the French Revolution, when quite a few religious orders were being founded. As a girl, she was intelligent, she was strong, she had good health, and she loved her faith very much. But one of the things that she would do would be, if there was anybody in the class, say someone like St. Bernadette, because you never know, St. Bernadette had a terrible time with her basic lessons and also with her catechism, so much so that she was delayed in making her first communion. But if St. Julie came across any girls that were like Bernadette, why, she very sweetly, without making a big fuss, would help her out to learn her lessons and explain the catechism so that she could pass the class. And at a certain point, they had a great trial in their family. She became very poor. Her father lost his job, and they had a very difficult life. So even though she was very young, she went to work, and she went to work in the fields doing harvesting, anything that she could to help out her family. But because she was an angel, she always found time to visit others, to visit the sick, to help other students with their work, to visit the Blessed Sacrament, to pray, and eventually she also started teaching catechism. She was doing a tremendous amount of good, and our Lord had inspired her to found a religious order, the Orders of the Sisters of Our Lady, the Sisters of Notre Dame in French. And she had a little group of young ladies that were going to work with her. She had the approval of the church, and everything was all set to go, when what do you think happened? She got sick, and part of her sickness was that she was paralyzed. She could no longer walk. Now, for many of us, if something like that happened, we would say, well, I guess that's the end of that. And we might even be tempted to feel sorry for ourselves and not even try to do the basics anymore. But not St. Julie. She was an angel. She was a messenger of God's grace and goodness from her bed. Her friends would still come to see her. She would teach catechism there. She would give good advice. She would write letters to others. And she offered up all of her suffering and all of her prayers for souls who were perhaps worse off than she was. And especially she encouraged everyone to be devoted to the Blessed Sacrament and the Sacred Heart, and to receive Holy Communion as often as they could. So they went ahead, they did, and they founded the order, even though the foundress, Mother Julie, was in bed. that she didn't let that stop her. She directed everything and gave good advice and counsel, and people would come to see her. So she was very busy all day long, even though she couldn't leave her bed because she couldn't move or walk. And so the Sisters of Notre Dame were founded, and especially to organize and to conduct schools. Well, one day there was a priest that came to her town, Namur, in Belgium, and he was there to preach the devotion to the Sacred Heart, and there was, before the feast day of the Sacred Heart, a great novena in honor of the Sacred Heart. On the fifth day of the novena, the priest went to see St. Julie, and he had been having her say the prayers for a special intention. He didn't tell her what it was for. He just said, Mother Julie, I want you to pray for a special intention as we're making the novena in the church. And she said that she would. Well, on the fifth day, he goes to see her and he says to her, Mother, if you have any faith at all, I want you to get up out of bed and take one step for the honor of the Sacred Heart. Now, most people would have said, it's over 20 years since I've walked, and it's God's will for me to be paralyzed, and that's the end of the story. What a crazy idea. But she obeyed the priest. She got up. She was able to step out of bed, and she was able to start walking again as though nothing had ever happened all of those years before. And she spent the rest of her life using her legs and all her other possibilities to train young girls to become sisters and teachers in Catholic schools. There were a lot who didn't understand her mission in life and who didn't think that she was an angel at all, but who opposed her and who criticized her. But that was always the case. She didn't let that bother her, whether it was the suffering in her body or misunderstandings with others. Her favorite saying was the saying that the curé of Ars would frequently say, also he lived in the 19th century, Il est bon le bon Dieu. How good is the good God. So whatever happened, she just saw it as another way of understanding the great goodness of Almighty God. And in that sense, too, she was an angel because she was always worshiping our Lord. Our Lord had told her that the convent that she founded would one day become a very large congregation of sisters, and so it was. They ended up operating schools throughout the whole world. She is a saint who didn't get discouraged, not by her illness, not by the criticism of others, not by her physical limitations. She was an angel. She had a mission from God, and she went ahead and she carried out that mission. When something is bothering us, children, and we tend to want to put our projects on the shelf or give up because we think, well, I could never do it, and there's this or that problem, let us say instead, Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place my trust in thee. Let us say our prayers and make our novenas and do our best. And even if our Lord kind of gives us a heavy cross some days, let's remember to say with St. Julie and the Curé of Ars, how good is the good God. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.